T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Real quick on the national championship last night. It was an entertaining game. I think the problem is, and I say this as somebody that likes college football, I don't love college football. The NFL is far and away number one to me. The games take forever.
I didn't watch too long.
The stoppage of the clock.
Nah, it's terrible.
The halftime.
Oh, God.
It just takes forever.
And they
forever.
Review everything.
Yes.
And they review, you know, it's not like the NFL. They just arbitrarily review stuff.
Yeah. And there were certain things they reviewed last night that they got wrong. There was one play
LSU put his hand out of bounds.
Yes.
That play?
Yes.
He clearly had his hand on the out of bounds line.
Yes. No doubt.
I mean, come on.
No doubt. But the game and the second half both started to Clemson's advantage. One thing that really helped them early is the field position game. I mean, Joe Burrow was starting his first couple of possessions from Minnesota's five.
But it hurt them because they started twice early on, like, inside the 45-yard line of LSU and couldn't score.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was big.
They couldn't add to the lead. I think that was the problem. When they jumped out to a 17-7 lead, give Joe Burrow and the LSU
But the first
offense,
two possessions of the game, they actually started, like I'm saying, they actually started their drives inside midfield and got nothing out of it.
The first possession they got, they started at, like, the LSU 40,
right,
and they got nothing.
He wound up punting from the 35-yard line.
Right.
Which I didn't understand that either.
Yeah, but it ends up making sense because think about it. They punt. They pin LSU back. LSU has a football at their own 4-yard line. 3-and-out.
Yeah.
They get the ball back again. Not as good a field position, but decent field position. And that's when they march down the field and score a touchdown.
Yeah.
So they ended up scoring the touchdown anyway.
I guess so, yeah.
I thought the problem
I
was.
I hate punting from the 35-yard line. And that makes me nuts.
But what do you do? Kick the 52-yard field goal?
I just assume go for it. Why not?
I mean, you could.
The kicker did make a long field goal later.
He made
a 52-yarder later.
He did later, but still, I mean, it ended up working in
not
that.
Worked. I don't know. I guess that always is something that bothers me. Well, I hate kicking from there.
No, I get that. The last few drives of the first half, though, I mean, Clemson couldn't stop him. And LSU Joe Burrow specifically made such big plays on third down. One, he got a break on the pass interference on 3rd and 19, which was that last possession of the first half where they ended up going up by 11.
Right.
But the huge third down conversions, Burrow made a couple of plays with his legs, made a couple of spectacular throws.
Yep.
And then Clemson starts the second half as ideally as you could.
Couldn't be better.
Forcing a 3-and-out, getting the football with great field position. They score a touchdown.
They get the 2-point conversion on top of it,
which
you could have questioned going for 2 at that point.
I completely questioned it, but
he got it. But he got it. Right, right.
And then they
get
the football back again.
Yeah.
So Clemson had the ball back down 3 early part of the third quarter with the football in their hands, and Lawrence made a terrible throw on third down that was high and away and almost got picked off. And then after that, what really changed the game was the targeting penalty. Changed everything.
Yep.
Once that kid gets ejected, one play later, Thaddeus Moss, Randy's son's in the end zone, and it never became close again.
Never again.
That targeting call, and he certainly was leading with his helmet, but that play, that decision really changed the game in a big way.
Well, the other thing, too, is that they really had no answers for these outside receivers for LSU. I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, how many big plays did this kid, who's the kid, what's his name, the kid that won the Biletnikoff Award?
Jamar Chase?
Yeah. They had no answers for these guys. The guy was open all the time.
He had a monster game.
I mean, what do you care? What do you have, about 200 and something yards? Two touchdowns, about 220?
221, yep. Two touchdowns, no doubt. And they were able to run the football with that Edwards-Helaire.
Yep.
Justin Jefferson played well. And Joe Burrow put up just ridiculous statistical numbers. But it's funny, watching the game, it didn't feel like a 470-yard, 5-touchdown game. Felt like a good game.
Right,
felt like a great game. It didn't feel like those just gaudy numbers he ended up putting up. But he did, and he put up one of the great statistical seasons you'll ever see in college football, and he capped it off with a title.
And now we're going to find out when he goes to Cincinnati, we'll find out about him, you know?
What is he at the next level?
I don't know.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence has another year in school, and Clemson should be favorites to go out and win a national championship next year. And then we're going to have the suck for Trevor Lawrence thing. You know, teams are going to want to lose so they can get that franchise quarterback. I get a sense, and I'm not watching every game, so I say that, you know, first, right out of the gate. But I think it's the way he's built. I think it's the arm strength. I feel like Trevor Lawrence is going to be a better quarterback at the next level.
Yeah, well, he's certainly got the size. I mean, the guy's, he's big, and he can run. I mean, Burrow can run too, but Lawrence, I'm surprised how well Lawrence can run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm very surprised by that, I have to tell you.
So the question is, who's going to be the worst team in the NFL next year right. to get Trevor Lawrence? Yeah. Who's that team?
Yeah.
My gut off the top
you
tells
throw,
me.
You going to throw one out there?
I'm going to throw a team at you. The Washington Redskins.
Wow. Could be.
Dwayne Haskins is gone. He ends up with a different team. And Trevor Lawrence is the savior for Washington, D.C.
Maybe.
I mean, who else are you thinking, though? Yeah. Making that prediction is very tough.
Yeah, that is a very tough prediction.
Who'd you say, Ernie? The Chargers?
Chargers.
Okay. Chargers are an interesting call.
See if they draft a quarterback this year, though.
Yeah.
Let's see how they approach it. But congratulations to LSU. They win the national championship. I thought Joe Burrow, you know, smoking that cigar after the game was a pretty cool visual. Looked like Odell Beckham Jr. was handing out money. You see that after the game?
I didn't see that, no. Were they all there? All the LSU guys were there?
A lot of guys were there. A lot of guys
were there.
Was
Jamal there? I didn't see him.
I didn't see him. I'm not sure if he was there. I'm not sure.
There's a lot of NFL players on the field last night.
Oh, yeah. Look, NFL players love going back to their alma mater.
Yeah, they do.
And they love watching these kind of big-time games. And it was mostly a fun game. I mean, it was a close game throughout.
Yeah, I don't love the Monday night. I think part of the reason I don't love the Monday night is because of the length of the game. I mean, at least if this game was like a 4:30 or 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon game, you know, it doesn't matter if the game goes 5 hours, four and a half hours.
I get you.
I think that's part of the problem that I have with it. They don't start it right away at 8 o'clock anyway. It starts 8:20 or whatever time it starts. You know, the eternal halftime show, which actually wasn't bad when they brought back, like, you know, Barry Sanders, the greatest
11 players.
Right, Barry Sanders and Jimmy Brown and, you know, all the different guys.
I'm sure you'd agree with that. Jim Brown, greatest college football player of all time.
I didn't see him play in college, but I don't see how he isn't. Yeah. Now, he got hosed out at Heisman Trophy.
Right.
You know, I think, 1957, I think Paul Hornung was the guy to beat him on a Notre Dame team that won one game.
Right.
That's crazy. I think Hornung, I'm pretty sure Hornung won the Heisman Trophy. Now, he was the quarterback of Notre Dame. And I think they only won one game, and he won the Heisman. Now, I could be 100% wrong about that, but check it out. Because I wasn't, you know, I was young. I was three, so I don't really, I don't remember.
In 1956 with Notre Dame?
I think it's
56. They went 2-8 that year.
And did he win a Heisman in 56?
Let me see. The year before
Yeah, I think
that,
he did.
That was the year he won it?
I think he
in
did.
In 1956?
Because I believe Pete Dawkins of Army won it in 57.
That's crazy.
I want to say Pete Dawkins of Army won it in 57.
That's insane that you could win that award with a team that went 2-8.
Check it out. Who won Heisman in 56?
Paul Hornung, you're right.
With a 2-8 team.
And
Jimmy Brown should have won it.
Yeah.
And he got hosed, you know, obviously, you know, a black man in 1956. I think there was something to that.
Jim Brown not only didn't win, he finished fifth.
It's ridiculous.
Finished fifth.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I don't know what the numbers Brown put up. I don't know what Syracuse did that year, but...
Well, I'll tell you, he rushed for 986 yards and had 13 touchdowns.
Right, and how many games? What, they play, like, 9 games then? 10 games?
Yeah, I think so.
They didn't play more than 10 back
then.
That's
crazy, man. That year, Syracuse, by the way, was
7-2. 7-2.
So slightly better than Notre Dame.
They were a little better than Notre Dame.
Yeah. No, that was cool at half. That was cool.
That was good.
I love that they got Jim Thorpe's granddaughter out there.
Jim Thorpe and Red Grange, relative of Red Grange as well.
Yeah, that was cool.
Was there. Roger Staubach was there.
And I got to give ESPN credit. I love the different feeds. I love it.
I watched a lot of it with LSU. And whoever this LSU guy, I think his last name was Clark. I think. I'm not sure his name, but I thought he was very good.
He was good.
I thought he was better play-by-play guy than the Clemson guy.
Yeah,
I went to watch both of them.
Yeah, I ended up sticking mostly with LSU and then a little bit of the regular broadcast, but I love options. I love that. That's the future of broadcasting. Giving us options. Eventually, you're going to be able to pick your camera angle. That's coming next.
Right.
But picking your broadcast team? Oh, that's great. So, good job by ESPN. I know they've done that for a while. College basketball has that in the national championship, the Final Four. I think that's really, really cool. We should get that in baseball for the World Series. We should get that in football. We should get different angles and different perspectives
on
how to watch a game.
And not only that, but I'm going to go say this, too, about the World Series. And you can even for the playoffs in football. Why not have the local radio feed of the games.
Well, think about it.
Would you love to see him in the Met World Series with Howie Rose or a Yankee World Series with John doing a game?
Well, and what's,
right? Am I wrong?
No, of course. And
hearing that feed on television?
That's what they're doing with this game. And they're still putting it over the ESPN group of channels, I think, about 20 of them. Right, and you could do the same thing. If Fox had the World Series, FS1 has this broadcast, FS2 has that broadcast, you could do it. You know? I think that's tremendous. I love having choices watching a sporting
game. Yeah, no, I thought that was cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.